And we're back with one more episode of The Tick versus the Podcast. This time we're down to the last two episodes of season one. We are doing The Tick versus Proto Clown. We got episode 12. You know what? I was just looking at the release date of this, and season one took a break. The episode 11, The Tick vs. Mole Men, was released on 19th of November 94, and then The Tick vs. Proto Clown first aired on the 4th of February. So it was what, almost a 3 month break between episode 11 and episode 12.
That's strange. I wonder if it had anything to do with holiday season or anything like that.
That's my guess. I know, like, in Hollywood, you know, they pretty much take off November and December. They may have just – everything had shut down. Production had shut down on the show for 2 months while they, you know, had their holidays or went – and, you know, did this or that. But yeah, that's what I've heard, is that out there in terms of like the film industry and certain aspects of the television industry, is they shut down for
everything, shuts down
a period of several weeks so that they can do, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah and all that stuff. So now, last episode, you guys recall we did, we were on YouTube, but we're back to the DVD this time.
This is true.
So I have my DVD all set up. Are you all set?
I am all set.
All right. So this is Tick versus the Proto Clown. And I, on the count of three, I will hit play and we will be rip raring and going. All right. One. Oh, by the way, Steve's not on this episode.
By the way, Derek is on this episode.
Derek is here. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't think I even... This show's
you
all
skipped
about
it last
me.
Episode all, too, and I didn't want to say anything.
We all know it's just, this show's all about me. No,
it's all of us.
No, I feel, and when I realize, when I listen back to these things and I realize I forget to do like the simplest things, like say, hey, Derek is on the show with me, or Steve, I feel like such an asshole. I really do. I'm like, you guys.
Oh, please, don't feel bad.
Yes, I have no idea.
It's such a fun podcast.
Yeah, don't bring it down. Don't be an asshole and bring it down.
Yeah, don't sour it. We're about to see a clown kill a bunch of people.
Proto clown. All right, so Derek, my co-host, and I, and Steve, our other co-host, is not here.
Steve is here in spirit. Yes.
We will hit play in just a second. Hit 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Wait.
Is yours doing the backup thing too?
Yeah, mine's playing. I got the 6:30 up.
So do I.
Okay. For a second, I didn't think it was playing.
Technology is ruining us once again.
Ding, 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 ding. Now let me see if there's any new voices on this one that we haven't. I think it's just the standard cast again.
This is one of the longest voice casts for an episode of The Tick on IMDb I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, there's a lot of – everybody's on it. Well, you do have the Civic Minded Five, plus you have Sewer Urchin and Captain Mucilage, who is – Mucilage, he's part of the Civic Minded Five, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not familiar with who Phil Proctor is other than the fact that he does a lot of voice acting, but he has one of the best headshots I've ever seen.
I was looking at him. He does a lot of stuff for Disney.
Yes.
So he was on.
He keeps playing a similar character called Additional Voices.
Yes. I kind of like this episode because this is one of those episodes that sort of shows you something crazy going. Written by Henry Gilroy, by the way, who did a lot of work on the Star Wars Clone Wars. It shows you something crazy going on, but the Tick is so far removed from it. That's a precursor to 9/11 right there.
That's actually, I was just going to say, the only trivia that IMDb has for this whole episode is that Proto Clown knocks down two towers that look eerily suspiciously like. By the way, this episode happened 6.5 years beforehand.
Yeah. This is very strange. And there's Tick wearing his I Love Wheat shirt, which they did make into an action figure.
That hat is fantastic, yeah. Too. The fact that he's like Smallville Tick at this point is pretty awesome.
So they're out at Wheatland or whatever it was, and the town, a whole town is evacuated, and they come back and they're and then even the heroes want to get the hell out of town.
Yeah, but that seems to be the case for Deflator Mouse most of the time. Him and Sewer Urchin, you know, try as they might, are pretty yellow.
They're broke down Le Mans.
And everybody wants to borrow Dot's car.
There's Carpeted Man.
I love the fact that they continually add sweat to his face. Yeah. It's such a nice little touch.
Proto Clown! All the heroes, even, and the Civic Mind of Five are usually the first ones into battle, and even they want to get out of Dodge.
Hmm. You gotta like Tick's attitude of like, are you kidding me? Come on.
He got hit so hard that he lost his wheat shirt.
And his fancy hat.
Peekaboo.
That is one terrifying looking clown.
It is.
It's like that that video game. There was a video game, like a racing game or something.
Oh, where it was like an ice cream truck. It was like a demolition derby thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got a Michael Jackson glove.
All this scene needs is a big red cape for the guy, for the clown to run through.
And the footprint on the chest. I liked the circus music that played.
Mm-hmm. There's a really weird music scene later in this episode.
And then he goes into a toy store. And the peasants rejoice.
Yay!
It's our one required Monty Python reference in every episode. Clown!
Mongo Smash!
There's that clown music. This is a strange. This is one of those episodes that you kind of have to just watch. It really is one of those episodes that's just filled with so much. Oh, the Dot's car.
Arthur knows how much trouble he's in. He's about to get killed by a clown, and he's worried about his sister being pissed off at him.
Well, it's Dot.
Well, it is Dot. Yes.
There are no more cars.
Dinosaur Neil.
He's going for the bus. This is like Superman 2 with Zod. Into orbit. And this is where the episode gets great, because the Tick is removed from all of this carnage, and he goes on his own little internal journey, which I love. And then we go to commercial.
Yeah, this one gets pretty trippy after a while. You kind of get that whole Superman dead in space thing for a minute, and then it just turns really weird.
Sort of, it kind of makes you wonder, like, hey, he's got like the third eye there. I'd love to have been in the story room and the concept, like, hey, how can we represent the Tick's inner self? Well, let's just put six wings on him.
We'll just make his head fly in front of him. Get aggravated with him.
Oh, smart. Say something smart.
I think they missed a golden opportunity to fly by the cha.
Yes, yeah. Or even if it was just, well, I guess the idea is he's left this plane of existence. So even cha wouldn't exist here.
That's a good point.
I do like how they show excitement for the tick head. He has no body. But they have him like going around in zigzaggies and flapping his wings real fast to show excitement.
Then we fade back. Poor sewer urchin.
Yeah. Feral boy.
Punted.
I haven't seen Mucilage Man use his mucilage. Mucilage Man looks like he should be like a He-Man character.
Absolutely. Now, why American Maid had this poor scientist on top of the building is beyond me.
With a unibrow.
Yes, the epic unibrow.
Stop. Is he like, the Protoclon's supposed to be like the Hulk, and he's supposed to be like Betty Ross.
Either that, or he's supposed to be the inner banner, but on the outside.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, he's Bruce and the Hulk all at once.
There was that really weird series they did for a while where the Hulk was separated from Banner.
Was this an animated series?
No. There was a series of books.
Whoa.
There was a comic series, and I don't think it lasted many issues. But there was a short comic series where somehow they managed to split the Hulk out of Bruce.
Banner and his buddy.
Banner and his pal. I hear we won't be seeing him in the big movie this weekend in Civil War.
Really? No Hulk?
And it's kind of a shame.
By the way, that's... Civil War comes out this week, just to put a time reference for when we're recording this.
Unless you're watching this in the distant future.
And then, it came out long, long ago, and you all...
Then Civil War 7 is coming out this weekend.
That's a wide alleyway. Look at that mind.
Do you remember the episode of The Simpsons with the chili pepper? And Homer goes off. Homer goes off and does pretty much the same thing as the tick, has a existential crisis and kind of finds himself.
I remember the computer generated one. Is that it was, I think it was the Treehouse of Horror where he goes and finds, at the end, goes into the erotic cake shop.
Yeah. Ooh, but in the chili pepper one, he's led around, like the tick's led around by a tick head. He's led around by a coyote voiced by Johnny Cash.
You know what? I vaguely remember that.
Soda.
I was hoping that it would be Honesty Cola, but no.
No. The doc's on a budget. He's buying the A-Treat version of Honesty Cola.
Not even the A-Treat.
That's a local reference.
Yeah. I had heard A-Treat was going out of business. And then
they were. And then somebody bought them out.
Hey. Oh, look at all these proto-clowns.
Rehashing a future scene from Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Actually, that's kind of what this is.
Yeah.
So the others survived. So there were these little dead, sad, chickadee clowns. How sad is that? Can you imagine?
That's pretty damn creepy.
Like, what did he do? Did he bury them? Did he throw them away? Are they frozen? Where are these tiny, tiny, sad, dead clouds?
And maybe he fed them to Protoclon.
Protoclon maybe ate them. Maybe that's what he meant. No.
I like the creepy Ronald McDonald clown.
I saw that in those three clowns back there. It's Max Sabbath.
This room would give Chris nightmares. Yes.
There are. Oh, wow. Look at that happy face.
Hey.
What? That is. Oh. Even his existential mind can't keep up. For people who have clown fears, this episode is probably just like a nightmare.
Yeah.
This
Here's a bit of advice. Don't go running up a tongue staircase.
This episode, if the Tick was made today and by people who do like Cartoon Network, this episode would be a standard episode because all those shows that are on Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon now are all like so effed up, like Adventure Time and.
Oh, sure. Well, you know why that is. It's because everybody that's writing those shows are in our age range and spent their childhood watching the Tick or similar shows, you know, the Animaniacs or any of those things. And, you know, that's where they get their creativity from is, you know, they loved that stuff as a kid and let's make it again.
That's true. Yeah. Everybody is all in the 30 to 50 range and they all grew up. Yeah. Watching weird stuff like this in the Simpsons and seeing that those strange creativity kind of makes you wonder what the kids today are going to be doing in 15 years. Are they just going to rehash everything from the 90s and the 80s? Is everything just going to be Nintendo from here on out?
Well, I'd be okay with
that. Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
There's a video going around where there's a series of videos going around where they take children and they show them things from well before they were born and make them figure it out. And they just posted one of kids figuring out how to use Atari 2600. And I just sat there going, you know, I have that in the attic. I should go get that and hook it up.
I did see the one kids using Windows 95, which I thought was really funny.
Oh, my God.
And they're playing the closing theme here as they run away.
That's what I was saying earlier. It's so bizarre because they do the entire closing scene for the scene. The music for the scene. They do the whole song.
Yeah.
And it just seems really, really out of place.
They probably needed something as they're editing and they, you know what, Doug, we don't really have anything that fits except for
Doug's on a lunch break, if you know what I mean. Let's just throw this on here.
What's this? What does he run into? Hey. Oh.
It's me. Now notice that the statue has the third eye, but it doesn't have the wings.
Does not. Yeah. His one question is, how you doing? This is one of the funniest things in the whole series.
It's just such a great visual gag.
And I like the thumb up. That's a gif that you can find pretty easily online. Oh, and then these creepy things.
Yes.
Little Ticks brandishing fish weapon.
They are weird looking things. Like little Danny DeVito's.
Again, it's like this, just all this stuff that is just like give you the heebie-jeebies. He should be using his mucilage to block the door from Proto Clown. I'm getting out, you hear me? I just noticed the Flatermouse's claw toes.
The only brave one in the whole group is American made, and even she's scared and in the corner.
Why? Yeah. The clowns, one thing that makes him angry is people laugh at him, which is the clown's one and only job is to make people laugh at him. It's a vicious cycle.
He's so misunderstood.
His reason for being and his reason for anger are one and the same. Escalator of enlightenment, he's going up.
It just keeps going and going. And now it's going down.
Getting tired? Yeah. This is probably one of the funniest episodes. And the episode you can go back and watch over and over again to really pick up a lot of things during it.
Yeah, this is one of those really bizarre episodes that there's always a chance that you're going to miss something.
Yeah. You faithless Philistine. All the 8-year-olds watching this show are like, what the hell does that mean?
They run into the kitchen and call their mom a faithless Philistine.
This is the episode that the 10-year-old would switch over to watch, like Wild World of Sports, of someone playing bocce. Because they're like, I have no idea what the hell is going on that show.
It just got so weird.
Yeah, mom, dad, what's a Philistine? Is that some kind of sexual thing?
I think we need to go to church now, mom.
Nope. Hot. In his mind, and he's back. I'm sorry, Proto Clown.
Such a tender moment. It needs that, like, TGIF mess, meaning of the episode.
Danny
music
Tanner
in the background.
Needs to show up. It's what has to happen. I think that's funny how he tries to suppress his laughter there at the honk, the nose honk.
You think this would have all been resolved if the doctor had just gone in and surgically removed the honker?
Trying to see if Proto Clown is in the Circus Maximus.
And Tick saves the day. I love that his eyes are still rolling.
No, I didn't see Proto Clown in here. We have to make him less funny. Turn him into a French clown. That'll work.
Oh, jeez.
I know the last 15 seconds have been pretty much silent on this episode, but dang, there's some gold in this.
Oh, sure. I like the what do they call that, where they fade to black. It kind of just fits it all perfectly.
Works.
Because they usually don't do that. They usually just cut.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing anything about Proto Clown in
no,
the comics.
I didn't see anything. But fantastic episode. Fantastic episode. Please, if you're just listening to this and aren't watching the episode, go back, rewatch the episode, because it really is. That is a golden episode. That's an episode on season 3 level writing. So they did a really great job with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Same,
Yeah, it was definitely one of the more memorable episodes from this season. No.
Anyway, we just got one more episode left in the season, and then we move on to season two.
That is true. It'll be here before you know
it. So join us next time when Derek and Steve and hopefully myself will all be here. And we'll be able to close out season one with The Tick versus Arthur's bank account.
We'll finally answer all those questions.
All those questions and more. And I think Toon La shows up in the next one. One of the more stranger villains of the Tick series. So.
Of the Tickiverse.
Boom, 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 boom. Badoosh.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.